The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
Friends and neighbors, I am Z from hipsterplease.com and the managing editor at geekdad.com, and this is Radio Free Hipster episode 70. Since the whole damn internet can't seem to stop talking about Avengers Infinity War, we started with a tribute to their lesser known chapter. That was Kirby Crackle with Great Lakes Avengers. But I'm still ride or die for you, Squirrel Girl. And now all y'all know that.
Yeah. Mighty Rhino, Fitzcarraldo, Royal Falcon, the Rashomon Bandit, bitch! They can't fuck with us. They can't fuck with us. Mr. Iris, come back with me.
I am one magnificent son of a bitch. Ten sharper than a samurai scimitar. Handle my business. Yo, I'm the essence of Dennis Farina's grit. And Wilson Pickett's energy sent to me in a split. I'm truer than inevitable death. Fresh as new life. I'm a kestrel in flight. I'm Bill Withers covering Drake on a rusty guitar. I will spit blood in your face. Fuck who you are. I'm the horns on a Sam and Dave song. Turk shit, let me get this straight. Your body is a temple, let me separate. Like your head is church and your neck is state. And my sentiment is spun from a thread, from the remnants of an emerald that come from the center of the sun. I'm more fire than the deadliest gun. Make the earth crack, same pressure is fun. Forget it, I'm done. And we gon' do the damn thing. Steel sharpened steel, motherfucker. We for real, motherfucker, ayy. Get ready when we come to your town. Cause we ain't fucking around.
Listen, I burn sex myth on four Percocets and torn Jordan sweats with the brain of a hoarder's mess. Newspapers and diapers, razors and lighters, unopened mail, unpaid bills, bank statements and files, grocery flyers, promoting sales in the aisles, a wedding invitation from an ex-flame with a child, old photographs, a cocaine eight ball in a pile, on a bloodstained page of a Bible, on my basement tiles, wasted, a waste of talent with the talent of a sheriff of a ghost town in a shattered skull, throwing grenades against a padded wall, catch them with a tattered glove, hoping the next throw is the bang I want, bang, a mess of flesh and bones, dress the walls with a reddish tone, redecorating my rented home, an insensitive tenant who never left a note, shining resplendent, high on life and methadone,
and we gon' do the damn thing, steel sharp and steel, motherfucker, we for real, motherfucker, ayy, get ready when we come to your town, cause we ain't fucking around.
Yo, my flows are photographs, views of struggle, pole, flash, I flew above you, renegade, stealth, cinnamon, polish, callaloo with butter, tyrant gutter, black banana, sweet gallon like Carabana, phonetic phantom, Atlanta to Toronto in the panorama, blue collars gonna need a hammer, true honor, strong in the grammar, marina for red beads, pistol scandals and smoke screens, blind shot of surveillance cameras, slime fighting with bare appearance, super grisly, free hands of LA with blatant coke rings, we build and talk new ideas, we talk about people, feeling sharp spears, you caught up like a desert eagle. Major slipping, ooh, priorities out of order. Bathing in the kitchen, drinking shower water. Combing through these forests and jungles with the mighty rhino. Omens, diffusing nauseous, popping like a Miley Cyrus vinyl. We will no longer retreat into the darkness. Prince Pope, Ice Bears pulling up to spark this. Ha, ha.
And we gon' do the damn thing. Steel sharp and steel, motherfucker. We for real, motherfucker. Ayy, get ready when we come to your town. Motherfucker, we here?
sleeping in the evenings, even sleeping in. Jesus, it is freaking me out again. And sometimes out the corners of my eyes, I am even seeing them. I get that old, old sinking feeling again and again. The wretched creatures keep on getting in again and again. Not to the throb of my heart inside a darkened apartment. Crawling with monsters, I gotta stop them.
They creep in, they crawl in, the creatures keep on crawling. Pitter, patter, critter, scatter in the scariest way. They watch me, they stalk me, they know I know they've got me. And I fight some back, though the mice come back the very next day.
Shut up, did you see that? A little one just ran past. Did you hear that? Shut the fuck up, man. Damn it, man, I thought I got them all, but they're back in. Crawling in the walls again, enact the attack plan. It's a fact, man, I've assembled an armory of weapons that'll get them, that'll keep them from harming me. You've seen a finer collection of death? Yeah, doubt that. At last, science built a better mouse trap. I've used spring traps, ring traps, live traps, zap traps, red traps, blue traps, fuck it, even glue traps. Tubes and trash cans, decoys, toys and peppermint, poison, high-pitched noises. Mouse gel, oh hell, cheese and other baits like bread, grains, peanut butter, steel wool, filled holes, taped up cracks. But Mickey and Minnie and friends find their way back.
They creep in, they crawl in, the creatures keep on crawling. Pitter, patter, critter, scatter in the scariest way. They watch me, they stalk me, they know I know they've got me. And I fight some back, though the mice come back the very next day.
Blew out bulbs, all rooms now darkened. Threw out all my food, now starving. Silent night all through this house, save for the cries of a dying mouse. The violent sounds of bested dwellers, whine of sonic pest repellers, scuttle snaps and squeaking after, and my growing evil laughter. Fat ass rat in a bucket, I'ma burn him later like a lone vigilante. Fuck it, no exterminator, hater. Necklace of tails and war painting naked, this is my home. You goddamn rodents will never take it. Little fires flicker like a post-apocalyptic slammer. I've a laser sight mounted on a goddamn hammer. I've invested days in pain and they win all the time. For this infestation rages, I have only lost my mind.
They creep in, they crawl in, the creatures keep on crawling. Pitter, patter, critter, scatter in the scariest way. They watch me, they stalk me, they know they've got me. And I fight some back, though the mice come back the very next day. They creep in, they crawl in, the creatures keep on calling as the war fought. Fuck, I forgot an everyday fact. I've watched them, I've stalked them, I know they know I've got them. Cause I just got a cat and that was that. They never came back.
That set started off with Chocolate Tommy by J-Rocker's Hidari from 2009's Wine and Chocolate. After that was a new one from North of the Border, The Mighty Rhino with Resplendent featuring Decisive and Prince Poe. And then another new release, slightly closer to home, 8-Bit Weapons' Dungeon Crawler Brawler from their brand new self-titled release. And we wrapped it up by delving deeper into the bowels of the earth with Mice from Schaefer the Dark Lord's 2013 release, Sick Passenger. And from there, let's get a little bit more contemporary. This is Oh My by Melody Sheep.
You're going to see a wizard?
Mm-hmm.
Won't you take me with you?
Why, of course I will.
Hooray! We're off to see a wizard!
We're on our way to see the wizard. To get him hard. Way to see the wizard. I'm going all the way to Emerald City. To get him hard. To get the wizard. To get the wizard. To get the wizard of Oz. I've got to see the wizard. The good witch of the north saved me. Close your eyes. Follow the yellow brick road. We want to see the wizard right away.
I've known you all the time.
Oh, sweet.
yellow brick road.
I have, I don't know what, like maybe 300 different file cabinets.
300 file cabinets?
Yeah, at
that's
least.
That's a good number. That's a good number for you.
And we're
it's not near enough for my work.
But. I was thinking that it was too many and that I would reduce.
I think you're right, and I think it's a good idea.
Just because of maintenance. And, you know, some of these things are like from the 40s, and we're back. This, if you're just joining us, this is the late night, all night AM radio truth report. I'm your host. We have with us this hour paralogician and author.
And published
and
author.
Also published author, Schaefer T. Dark Lord. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
That last caller brought up a good point, I thought.
Well, absolutely.
The encounters.
If these things can actually be proven to be memory implants, then it would stand to reason that an implantation method would exist in or in the vicinity of barns or barnyards.
I see we have another one blinking. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I love the show. I just want to say, Kiergo is real, like literally, truly real. It's just a fact. I mean, on my mom's farm, we used to yell at them and knock them over.
I'm getting a lot of calls like that tonight. I know out there we've got a lot of really smart listeners, a lot of very aware listeners, very resistant to things like official documentation, very resistant to brainwave interference. But this thing has got to be a hoax.
I've said for years, shadow government already has scare goat related disinfo hypnology.
Cryptozoology 101, I'm Professor Funalot, and you've come to talk about the Loch Ness Monster. Everybody wants to, but its study belongs to the humblest catalogs of unknown truth. You can order on the internet its front left tooth. You could read my dissertation on a fin with a hoof. Then you know, we don't discuss it if there's already proof. Come on, put away the gray textbook with its Yeti, urine, almas, and Bigfoot. All this input you should have got on your prereqs. Scholarly pretax, check it for defects. Better we devote our time as a class to discovering the meaning of the creature at last. To the monster, is it real? I don't know. It's a Tennessee stiff-legged fainting goat. Mythology's current. Some seen it up close, and those videos weren't abhorrent. Forgeries either at all. But to scare go, I must insist this forestall by any measure of your common sense. And I wouldn't think that I would even have to dispense this info, that this thing is just made up. Scare go, something somebody pulled out of his butt. What? No, wait a minute, we all agree that the skunk ape and the Jersey Devil run free. Don't try to test me in the Monterey Bay. Bobo so really become a cliche. I got the Mongolian death worm in my house, right next to Squonk and the aqueous mouse. Chupacabras that bounce, although they'd never, they can't, on seizure-y midgets that aren't extant.
Zookeeper, true believer, unicorn chasing, centaur seeker. I'll accept what I cannot see, but the fading gold is too much for me. I'm a myth truster, when facts are like a luster, but my Atonian congenita is too much, sir. I'll accept what I cannot see, but not the fainting G-O-A-T.
Go back in time, find Skullig and Molder. Don't ask, just grab their zoology folder, then bring it back to me now. If I'm still around, I might be mingling with mole people underground. You're up in the sky on a hippogriff, flying through this abyss, it's in my syllabus. I'm instilling this knowledge in noggins. Imagine every animal's coming and clogging your mental acuity like the web of a Nancy. Now and in perpetuity, cogitate fancily, figure this thing out and sort it and keep it. It'll be on the final like Bo Peep on Sheep Dip, which she would've been on if she'd been real. She lived up in the meadow, wasn't that genteel, I feel. In addition, since her tale's untrue, girl must've been attendant to the scare goat too.
must be the stuff of folklore and magic. Centaur seeker, I'll accept what I cannot see, but the fading gold's too much for me. I'm a myth truster, in fact, like a luster, but my Antonia congenita is too much, sir. I'll accept what I cannot see, not the fainting G-O-A-T. Not the fainting G-O-A-T.
I don't know what to do. I've never been that good at big decisions. Should I just let it go? Or am I just avoiding taking charge? My thoughts are clinging helpless to a single refrain. It feels like something's rotten in my brain. I came to visit. You're the only friend that I can find. This cemetery is lonely and it's cold, but I don't mind. I don't know what to do, 'cause I get the feeling Mother's acting odd with Uncle Claude. I think I know why Oedipus went blind. I kind of envy you. Must be nice to never have to choose. I'm such a screw up. No matter what I pick, I seem to lose. And now I have to figure how to tell my girlfriend's parents that their daughter's in the water. I've got the Danish melancholy blues. I don't know what to do. I've never been that good at big decisions. Should I just let it go? Or am I just avoiding taking charge? I wish my flesh would melt and I could flow down the drain. It feels like something's rotten in my brain.
You just heard the PDX Broadsides with Hamlet's Lament, a song and a play that hold a special place in my heart. Before that was a bit of a weird tribute to a fittingly weird presence. The tracks were the AM radio skit and Scare Goat, both from MC Frontal Light's 2008 release Final Boss, and those were played to mark the passing of late night talk show personality Art Bell. Y'all know that I'm not a big believer in the supernatural or conspiracy theories or shit like that, but that show was just so friggin' crazy that it managed to keep me awake through many a night's driving on various nerdy road trips. And of course, we started off with Melody Sheep's Oh My, a fun, danceable Wizard of Oz mix. Now, we have officially arrived at the end of this particular show, so the only things left to say are that this final track, well, it's a new one from Shel Riley and the Double Ice Backfire. It's a cover of Mr. Jones by Counting Crows, and I know Shel is particularly proud of it, and I really think you're going to like it too. And finally, let me remind you that if you want to talk about any of the songs or artists featured in this episode, feel free to reach out to me via the power of the internet. I can be found at geekdad.com and, of course, at hipsterplease.com. Your source for news, reviews, and interviews, and a black-haired flamenco dancer. We'll be right back.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.